Mayor, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Good morning. How are things going with you and your family?
I'm doing well this morning. Y'all doing good?
Yes, we are. Why don't we start out with COVID-19? Are we in a better position in Mobile now than we were about a month ago?
So, Lee, when you say better position, that's you got to kind of tell me what you're measuring against. But let me just say this before you comment on that, is that there are going to be more people that continue to get the virus. I mean, the virus is continuing to spread, and as it continues to spread, you know, that may, in the eyes of people, say that we're not better off. What we think we've done, though, we think that we've passed the point where it was going to peak, where it could have overloaded the hospitals. And so even though our hospitals have more people in them right now, I think that we have kind of passed through one area or one period of time when there was major concern. And so we're just hoping that we don't bump up and just max out the hospitals. But we just have to expect that more people will continue to get the virus because it's continuing to spread and nothing's been done to really abate it other than the personal things that we're individually doing on social distancing, hygiene, wearing masks, and so forth.
Well, let me put it this way then, because I wonder if you're caught in between. You got what we call home fatigue. You can tell by cars on the streets these days. There are a lot more cars out there. Are you caught in a position where maybe you think things are going a little too quick, but you got a public that wants it to go quick?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just where we are. It's not just the city of Mobile. You know, it's everywhere. But by staying at Mobile and not working, that anxiety level continues to rise. And then, you know, when people start getting desperate people do desperate things. And when people are hurting people hurt people. You know, so we've got to find that balance, and you've got to, and it's risky. But you can't stay locked down.
What do you see happening in the next couple of weeks, either good, bad, indifferent? Is there anything in the works?
I think that we will continue to try to source the PPE, which is critical for the hospitals and for the healthcare facilities. I think there'll be continued emphasis on healthcare facilities, trying to make sure they follow the protocols, you know, that they need to be following. And from the city's perspective, you know, ours has been part of our responsibility has been a convener of getting people to the table to address issues, and you know, we'll continue to do that. But it's, in one regard, it's unpredictable exactly what's going to happen.
Mayor, I'm going to ask you kind of a personal question. I'm not going to give out your age on the air, but you're in that risk factor, as I am. Are you concerned, like, about your appearances, going to restaurants now? Obviously, you go to meetings, or maybe they're virtual meetings. But as you look to your own health and regard, how does this sit with you?
So I don't mind telling you, I'm 68 years old, and I'm in good health. I take no medications. And so from a perspective of being vulnerable because of my age, I am, but I don't have any underlying issues. I would say that I stay concerned. I stay cautious, but I'm not scared. I'm not going to operate out of fear and not go to places and enjoy life to the degree I can under the circumstances.
Mayor Sandy Simpson, our guest here on WNSP. Follow him on Twitter, at Mayor Stimson. Mr. Mayor, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Know it's a crazy time. So I have to ask, can you put this in perspective as a public official in terms of what you do on a normal daily basis in your position? I mean, this has got to be something that you've never seen. I'm assuming your job requires long hours anyway. Can you put this in perspective personally?
Yeah, so from my work day, probably 100% COVID, all right? And when that was going on, really all the department heads, executive directors, you know, they were just doing the things that they need to do to keep the city running, but we were trying to determine the direction forward. So 100% of the time for a period of time was COVID. I would say right now probably 50 to 60% of my time is COVID related, and we're back to doing things we need to do in the city.
Do we have enough testing in this city right now?
No, I don't think anybody really has enough testing. And so, you know, there's we're working closer with the Mobile County Health Department probably than any point in the past. And we both realize, and that includes the county also and the Unified Command, recognizing we've got to do more testing. And the difference of opinion has been in which testing that we use and how effective is it. But I think we're about to get on the same page with that. And so that would be good. And then once we get on the same page, we can start sourcing maybe a different testing and agree upon how it should be used. So I feel better today than I've felt at any point in the past about the direction forward and the collaboration that we have to address these problems.
Mr. Mayor, what's your reaction to that line of thinking out there? And I know it, you know it's out there as well, that this is nothing more than the flu. This is getting blown out of proportion. I'm not wearing a mask. This is ridiculous. You've seen that line of thinking not only here locally or in the state, but across the country. What's your reaction when you're asked about that or you see that type of thing?
Well, Lee, I'm sympathetic to the people that feel that way, as well as to those that feel that everything should be locked down and nobody should go out. I mean, there's the range of those beliefs. You know, if you listen to them in isolation, apart from each other, you know, you can be convinced this is, you know, maybe the direction we need to go in. So I'm not going to be critical of that belief, nor am I going to be critical of the other one. But we've got to find that happy medium so that livelihoods are just as important as lives. And that's what we're trying to do coming out of my administration.
Mr. Mayor, you said 50 to 60% is COVID, and now we're on to other things. So let me ask you about something that we've kind of been batting around here. Obviously, it's not a huge priority right now, but there's a proposal among many about the future of Ladd People Stadium. And you know we love to talk about the stadium, Mr. Mayor. That proposal includes some sort of stage in the north end zone. I've talked to George Talbot, gotten a response from you guys. To your knowledge, what is the most recent proposal you've heard, and are you for it?
So if we go back, I'm thinking, Lee, it was probably November, late November, Joe Mishkin and I, the general manager, corresponded on several occasions. We met. I've been to Ladd walking the stadium probably four or five times, looking at different ideas and concepts. We embraced the concept of what they want to do about changing the venue so that it can be, you know, not just sports oriented, it can be music oriented or event oriented. One of the things that we were trying to make sure that did not happen is that we don't want to fall into a trap where the city's on the hook for expending a lot of money. And it's kind of a pay-as-you-go deal where, you know, the Ladd Stadium board wanted to spend some money to start the transformation. They had some money on hand. And so the idea was, let's spend it, and we get to a certain point, let's see if it works. If it works, we'll spend some more money. And those are the kind of things, especially in times like now,
yeah,
you know, that you ought to be doing. And so I'm supportive of what they're trying to do. We've been working with them on trying to get this walking trail for the community. That'll be bid in a couple of weeks. So, you know, we've got the relationship with Ladd, and at least the open and honest communications about us, how do we collaborate, you know, has probably never been better.
Do you the recent proposal that we saw was that in the north end zone they would put in either a stadium a stage or a built-in stage or a portable stage of some type and take away some of the seating. They would add a couple of structures that could be used for a number of things: locker rooms, community events, even Mardi Gras balls was mentioned at some point. Is that the general, and knowing that these proposals change on a dime, is that your general, hearing?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And instead of the tents that we all enjoy during the Senior Bowl, those that are in the north end zone,
right,
you know, they would put prefabricated metal buildings, you know, in there to just to make it a nicer venue. And so, yes, we're supportive of that. Again, you know, it comes back to the funding sources and all, and we just want to be, you know, cautious of obligating the city for how do we pay for that?
Mayor Sandy Stimson, here, Mark Heim, Lee Shervanian, right here on the sports station, WNSP. So I want to go back to the pandemic. What's next? What's the next stage? What's the next step for your administration? What are we currently monitoring?
So let me, before we jump to there, Lee, let me make one more comment about LAD. LAD has been a great partner with USA Health and the city of Mobile to stand up the testing site. We couldn't have asked for a better relationship and better, more harmonious working partnership. It's just been really, really good for our community to have that testing facility there. So, you know, our focus, Lee, is to continue to stay in touch with the governor's office, to stay in touch with other cities, to find out, you know, what's working where. What are the kind of the best practices? What are things that we can incorporate that maybe somebody else has already invented that wheel? And so we spend a lot of time, you know, finding out what's going on elsewhere to see how it can apply to the city of Mobile. And also just internally, we spend a lot of time communicating with our partners in Mobile within the Unified Command, but also business leaders so that we can stay abreast of what's kind of the vibration of the community, you know. What are people thinking? What are people feeling? What are they expecting from us? So we're this is new ground. We're trying to make sure we get it right.
Do you wear a mask? And if so, does it have any specific meaning to you? Did you grab an Alabama or an Auburn mask or a Saints mask or something?
It depends on where I am, Lee. I don't wear a mask in my office. I'll wear a mask if I'm going into a retail outlet. I'm not going to wear a mask in a restaurant, okay? So my mask wearing is strictly dependent upon where I am. But I'm not out, I mean, on a percentage basis about being out and about and among people. I would say my interaction with people on a scale of 1 to 10 right now is a 1 when it used to be a 10.